Saturday morning, the 5th of March, and we're here for our breakfast, the first Saturday of the month, and we're here with our doing our breakfast. And Nikki kindly said she would introduce us on how to make butter. So today was the day. We've all had our swim, we've conglomerated in the calf, and we've made butter. So very briefly, Nikki, tell us, how do you make homemade delicious butter?
Well, it's very simple. You get some cream, a jar, and a lot of fist power, as it were. You simply pour some cream into a jar, a small tub of cream, and a mayonnaise jar or something like that. The jar just has to be slightly larger than the cream. And you shake, and you get tired, and you keep on shaking, and you get tired a bit more, and then you hand it to somebody else, and they get tired, they hand it to somebody else, round and round and round. And about 25 minutes later, you have butter. It first turns to whipped cream, then it turns to a sort of thick clotted cream, and then finally it splashes and you get about an inch of buttermilk that comes out. You very carefully pour the buttermilk into a jar or down the sink, put the butter onto a plate and keep on squeezing it. Elizabeth was very good at that, she was very perfectionist. Keep on squeezing, and then you get a pile of delicious butter.
Now, while you were squeezing, there was more buttermilk.
There was more buttermilk coming out. There's a lot of buttermilk comes out, which is white. It just looks like milk.
Yes.
It is milk that has come out of butter.
And could you actually do something with the buttermilk?
Apparently, you can make soda bread with it, but you need quite a lot. You get about an inch of buttermilk, and apparently you can use it to make soda milk, but you need more than that. Also, scones.
Yes.
People put buttermilk in scones.
Yes.
So if we'd been more efficient, we could, or we bought a microwave or something, we could have made scones at the same time.
Yeah.
But really, all you need to make butter is cream. So if you ever
But you need double cream.
You need double cream. Remember. You need proper cream. Double cream.
Double cream.
It's the cream. I bought cream for 89 pence, and it made about 5-6 ounces of butter. So if you see cream at the end of the day for 20p, because it's the last day of sale, buy it. And for 20p and a lot of hard work, you can have nearly half a pound of butter.
Yeah.
But it's not something that needs to be done in the kitchen, because you pour the cream into a jar, you can just sit in the living room watching television,
yes,
shaking
like
gently.
Or like Egg was saying, you could strap it around your ankle and go jogging.
Yeah, absolutely. A bicycle, you could put it on the wheels of your bicycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was great fun, and I must say, it was absolutely delicious butter. So, Nikki, a great, great thank you for introducing us to making homemade butter.
And to just say, two people, Rixo and Egg, both bought homemade bread.
Yes.
And it was particularly delicious. We had white bread and brown bread as a contrast.
Yes.
And we also had homemade jam.
Yes, it was delicious. To be done again next month, the first Saturday of April.
Well, I think by April we can sit outside.
Yes, that would be even nicer.
It's just lovely.
Yeah.
It's a bit crowded in there, but I think by April we'll be able to just sit out. We could have sat out here today, but it was just a bit...
Nah, it's windy, it's windy.
But by
okay.
April, and the May one will be fantastic.
All right, great. Thank you.